Kowalski.
Okay. Do you ever call him the maintenance man or janitor or something like that?
Janitor.
Okay. In a place like that, there's usually a man or a family who lives there in an apartment, and it's their job to show vacant apartments to people who might want to rent them. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of a live-in person. Do you have any name for him?
I have one, but I can't think of it. No.
Was it resident manager? Does that mean anything?
Manager.
Just manager, mm-hmm. Not resident manager.
No, just manager.
Okay. All right. Talking about the yard and what you would use to keep it up, what about some of the equipment that you would have around the house to take care of the yard and garden?
Lawnmower, rake, broom. That's about it.
Okay. You mentioned a lawnmower. When you say lawnmower, do you think about it being operated by some kind of motor?
Yes.
Do you have a special name for it to distinguish it from the one that you still have to use muscle power on?
No, I just call it a lawnmower, push mower.
Push mower. That would be one with a motor?
Right.
Okay. Have you ever seen one? I don't know if they still have the things. The ones that don't have any motors at all,
yeah.
You just have to get out there and rough it?
Yeah. It's called a blade mower.
Blade mower.
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind that if you're really fancy, you can sit on a thing and ride it around? You got a big long.
A riding mower.
Riding mower. Okay. These things, sometimes if people are going to plant a garden, they can get these things. It's kind of like a plow, except it's got a motor operating it, and you can turn up the soil with this thing, you know? Kind of like a lawnmower, the same principle. You got the long handles and everything. These blades just turn up the ground for you.
Tiller.
Yes. Okay. And this thing, if you're getting down in your garden, you're going to do a little digging.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something about that size, you know, you can hold in your hand. It's got these three or four prongs on it that you can dig up the dirt with.
No.
No name for that?
Yeah.
Like hand fork or anything like that?
No.
What about one that's like that except instead of having the prongs, it just has a, you know, tapered blade that you can dig with? It's about, you know, that size.
Shizzle.
What?
Shizzle.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call it a digging spade or a hand trowel or something like that?
No.
Okay. You mentioned rakes. Would you have different kinds, say, to just do the leaves with?
Yeah, you have the kind you do leaves with, they have longer prongs, and the kind that you garden with have short, pointed prongs.
Mm-hmm. The kind with the short, pointed prongs, is the metal part of it pretty heavy duty?
Yes, it is heavy.
More so than the other kind?
Yes.
Yeah. But you don't have different names for them? They
no.
Would both just be rakes?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking maybe like a leaf rake or dirt rake?
No, just rake.
Just rake, okay. Well, say if you had a hedge and you wanted to keep it real neat and trim, what would you use on that?
Hedge trimmers.
Would that be electrically operated or hand operated?
Hand operated.
Would you have a name for the other one?
No.
Still be a hedge trimmer.
Right.
Okay. Say if a tree had fallen down in your yard and you wanted to get it chopped, if you wanted to get it sawed up real quickly,
mm-hmm.
Instead of just using a handsaw or an axe, what could you use on it?
A power saw.
Okay. I'm talking about things that you eat and drink. Could you name some different cuts of beef?